Hello and welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities and ask them your questions. I'm Alan Lytle. My guest today is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, sir.
Hello, Alan. Great to be with you.
Now, we will get to a listener's question in a minute, but Mr. Mayor, I wanted to get your reaction to the legislature late in the session giving final passage to House Bill 430, which changes the pension agreement between the city and the police and fire departments. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, Alan, it's a great day when you can cut your debt in half and encourage economic growth and prosperity and jobs. And that's really what this bill does. It puts our city on solid financial ground. It puts the police and fire pension on solid financial ground. And that's really a first in a generation. So, yeah, admittedly, we're proud of this compromise and pulling people together to work on it. Taking a long time, actually started as many as 5 years ago, and but more recently in the last couple of years, the task force, hundreds of people really working on it and hammering out an agreement that represents compromise and progress.
All right, so as I understand it, the city has agreed to pay about $20 million a year for 30 years as opposed to $11 million a year into the pension fund. So where is that money going to come from?
Well, those numbers, actually in the last few years, we had dialed up our contribution far above $11 million. The $11 million had been a budgeted number for some years ago, but as the unfunded liability grew, the city needed to contribute more, and the numbers were really spiraling out of control. So what this agreement does is it increases the employee contributions. It adjusts some of the benefits for employees, and it dials up, it increases the city's contribution to $20 million a year, which allows us to pay off the remaining $160 million liability over a 30-year period. So all of this together, just think of good financial planning. Now, where's the money coming from? Well, we were able to achieve this funding this year and actually more through the city's general fund revenues. Now, was it tight? Yes, it was tight. Will it be tight and challenging? Yes, it will be. But our city has a history of doing better than average, even in tough economic times. So we've experienced those tough times, but we're working through these problems. And by addressing out of control costs, like in our health insurance plan, reforming that plan, reforming the pension, you know, we really are putting the city on a solid financial ground. And what does that do? That encourages economic prosperity. It encourages kind of place that people want to live and work. And that's a good thing.
Now, the bill also includes lower annual cost of living adjustments and increased contributions from active and future employees and a new remodeled new hire plan. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's right. And I think, you know, right out of the gate, though, we need to say that this is still a very competitive pension plan, among the best in the state, among the best in the country. So that means that we're going to be very competitive in our recruiting for police and fire officers. The benefit adjustments are consistent with approaches across the country. And you know, what was really encouraging too about this was that a vote was taken among the actives and retired police and fire officers in the city. And that vote overall represented more than 70%, almost 75% support. So that was encouraging because our police and fire active duty employees and retirees recognized that changes and adjustments needed to be made, and better sooner than later.
All right, I have to ask, some current retirees have indicated they might seek legal action to stop the deal. So how confident are you that it will stand up in court?
Well, jurisdictions across the country have addressed this the issue regarding cost of living adjustments and have held that cost of living adjustments can be made within the law, within statute and legislation. It's not part of what's called the inviolable contract. That said, we all know that litigation can be filed, and it is routinely when people object to a decision. And that's the system, that's the judicial system, and the system that we operate under. So to some extent, challenges are expected. But our attorneys, the attorneys for the both the fire and the police union, feel that this is an appropriate agreement, and it will stand the test of the courts.
Okay, our listener question comes from Kevin of Lexington. He suggests to get more people to come downtown, Mr. Mayor, why not offer free parking for the first 2 hours? Then, if a motorist fails to feed the meter after those 2 hours are up, the parking ticket should be around $50. What's your reaction to that?
I've learned in this job to take ideas and suggestions. In fact, that's a big part of our Bloomberg Mayor's Challenge grant. A big part of our idea is encouraging citizens' ideas. And what I'll do is I'll take that one. I'll take that to the appropriate folks that manage our parking system, the Lexington Parking Authority. What I especially like was I heard about a plan in Fort Worth, Texas, where after 5 o'clock, it's free. And then I found out that there's a family in Fort Worth, the Bass family, big in the oil business, and that family sponsors it for the city. So, you know, we'd like to find sources like that and some folks that might think about it that way. But what I think is important, Alan, about that idea is that it illustrates just how relevant and just how attached folks are to our downtown. When I think of the downtown, you know, I think the downtown is really everyone's neighborhood and the heart of the city, and all neighborhoods around Lexington. Clearly it's the downtown is surrounded by neighborhoods. The vitality of our neighborhoods is a big part of the whole Lexington experience, and the downtown is. So I appreciate an idea like that, and I'm going to take it to Gary Means, who's the executive director, the manager of our parking authority.
All right, our time is up for today. I want to thank you, Mayor Jim Gray, for joining us on Mondays with the Mayors.
Thank you, Alan. It's always great to be with you.